Jesus has just told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And now he tells them why this is so important.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
In this part of the Gospel of Luke, it's important to link Jesus' affirmation here of the importance of belief for salvation with his rebuke of his disciples for their unbelief. What this means is that Jesus' reference to faith in the Great Commission doesn't point to faith in a body of doctrinal truths as such, but instead, it specifically points to belief in his resurrection. In other words, what Christ achieved through the cross. The cross stands at the very heart of the gospel commission that has been entrusted to the followers of Jesus Christ. And notice the order of what Jesus says here. First you believe, then you are baptized, you obey. In other words, the reason and context for obeying Jesus is because of your trust relationship with him. When Jesus says that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, he is reminding us that we are not saved by how much faith we have or how good our faith is. We are saved by our faith or our belief in Jesus. In other words, it is Jesus alone who saves us. Instead, faith is an instrument of our salvation and not the agent of our salvation. It isn't what saves us. Faith is what connects us with the Savior so that he can save us. In the same way, while baptism is essential and vitally important for any Christian, it or anything else we do has no saving power in itself. It is merely the outward sign of the saving faith within. This begs the question, have you responded to the great gospel call? Have you believed? Have you been baptized?